For 25 years, the Business Forecast Luncheon has provided a global, national, state, and regional economic outlook. Last Friday, Mervin Jebaraj provided the local forecast. He's director of the Center for Business and Economic Research in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Yesterday afternoon, he stopped by Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about this year's findings.
It provides an opportunity at the beginning of the year for business leaders, community leaders to get together and listen to what the economy may look like through the rest of the year and help them make better business decisions or better decisions for their communities.
And so you focused on Northwest Arkansas.
I focus on Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas.
And what sort of metrics do you look at when you're forecasting?
We mostly just predict the employment outlook, and then we talk about how the economy has performed in the last year and where we think the economy is going in the last year, so in the next year. So we project Arkansas employment, which this year we're projecting about 11,000 jobs to be added for the state in 2019, and for Northwest Arkansas about 5,000 jobs. If you're, you know, thinking about that, it's about half the jobs in the state come from Northwest Arkansas.
That seems very... That's such a large amount. Is that strange?
That's been the story of this economic recovery and the past several years. In fact, this is one of the lower percentages of employment that Northwest Arkansas makes up of the state. It's been 60% or more in previous years.
Oh, wow.
So really, when you look at employment projections, whether you're looking at what's going to happen in the upcoming year or what's happened in previous years, Northwest Arkansas makes up about close to half the jobs. Little Rock and Jonesboro make up the rest of them. And then the other regions typically subtract jobs from the Arkansas total, which is where you end up with 11,000 jobs in Arkansas. So you get 5,000 from Northwest Arkansas, 7,000 or so from Little Rock, about 1,300 from Jonesboro. And then, if you're lucky, about 500 jobs plus or minus from Fort Smith, Hot Springs, and Pine Bluff, and then the rural areas have typically lost jobs from that total. So,
and so when you say subtract, that would represent, say, a manufacturer closing down and the jobs being lost.
Right. And so actually, when you think about the state's weakest economy is probably the Pine Bluff metro area, and manufacturing employment has stayed steady in 2018, which is good news. Most of the jobs lost were in the services sector, so it's people... having restaurants and stuff that serve the people that live there. That's where we've seen the closures in 2018.
Having half of the jobs in the state seems like a positive thing. Is there a downside?
For Northwest Arkansas, it is positive. Certainly, you want to be in a region that's adding jobs and not one that's losing jobs. But, I always like to say, in Northwest Arkansas's name is the word Arkansas, and so what happens in the rest of the state matters a lot to how people perceive Northwest Arkansas, because they hear Northwest Arkansas and they're thinking Arkansas. And so if Arkansas is not doing well, then people don't think of Northwest Arkansas as a region that does well as well, especially for people from outside the region that don't know.
So looking at the state as a whole, you have this corner that's doing well and other parts of the state.
The other corner, so the Northwest corner, that's where we are doing well. Northeast corner, that's where Jonesboro is. That's doing well. And then the central part, Little Rock, has done pretty well in the last year, much better than previous years, actually. So you have two corners and the middle part of the state doing well, and then the rest of the state isn't particularly doing well, which was not the case from 2014 to 2017. During that time period, all of these regions did well, and the rural areas did well as well.
So what changed?
I just think that the economy is not growing as fast as it did between, the recovery that we had from the last recession was kind of delayed. And so it really hit its stride between 2014 and 2017 and then sort of, stopped growing as fast. And Northwest Arkansas is not growing as fast as it did in 2018 or in 2019. Like it did between 2014 and 2017, we were growing 3.5%, 4.5% back then. We're growing about 2% now.
So Northwest Arkansas is not growing as fast. Is that something that me as a Northwest Arkansan should be concerned about? Because does there come a point where, you're going to reach a plateau? It's not going to keep being, it's not necessarily negative. It's just There's a threshold.
I think we couldn't possibly sustain 4.5% growth year over year. So 2.5 is probably more sustainable in the long run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's still 5,000-6,000 jobs in any given year. Would we like to have faster growth? Sure. But there are problems that come with that, too. But, you know, how tight the labor force is, whether there's enough housing for all the people that want to move in here and all of those things. So a little bit, you know, the pace that we have now is probably fine if we were just looking at Northwest Arkansas. But when we consider that Northwest Arkansas generates most of the jobs or half the jobs in the state, then you kind of want to have as many more jobs as you can so your state's numbers look better, too.
So it helps the state as a whole look mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, so those times when the state was growing faster between 2014 and 2017, growing about 20-something thousand jobs in a year, Northwest Arkansas was growing a lot faster and adding 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 jobs. So that makes up, again, a bigger portion of the state's total.
And you mentioned some problems that come with growing so quickly. Is infrastructure one of those?
You know, yeah, we've seen a lot of investments in roads. You know, those will probably get filled up just very quickly. The biggest problem we have really is housing affordability in Northwest Arkansas, which doesn't seem like a situation that many people think about, but home prices have grown about 25% or so in the last 5 years, which is pretty remarkable, higher in some cities than that. So, again, about 40% or so of the people moving to Northwest Arkansas come from other parts of Arkansas, and Benton and Washington County have the highest home prices in the state. You know, in some cases, more than $100,000, the average price of a home in Washington County than, say, Pope County.
$100,000 more.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So $130,000 home in Pope County is $230,000 average home here in Washington County. So that's quite a significant step up for somebody trying to move to seek economic opportunity here in Northwest Arkansas.
What are some of the downsides, I guess, of having these areas of the state that are doing so well, but other parts that are not doing so great?
I would say the biggest downside is, you know, once an area is not doing well, it gets into this negative spiral where jobs leave, people leave, and then the region or locality can't support the infrastructure that they have, can't support the schools that they have, they can't support the remaining existing businesses, they don't have much of a tax base and all of these things. And it's easy to argue, well, there are jobs in Jonesboro, there are jobs in Northwest Arkansas, there are jobs in Central Arkansas, people should move. But if you just look at statistics or look around you and the people you know, most people don't move. Most people live generally within the region that they were born and went to school in. So it's easy to say, well, people should move, but people don't move. And so it's very hard to say, well, just move to Northwest Arkansas and get a job. Now, some people do move, clearly, but and for them, it's important that home prices are affordable so that they can make that move. But, most people just don't move. So the question is, how do you take economic development to them as opposed to saying, I'll just pack your bags up and move to Northwest Arkansas or Jonesboro or something like that?
Is it better for the state overall to have a more evenly spread out economic development versus having it in certain pockets?
I think so. I think it certainly makes the state stronger. There are different sectors of our state economy. There are different people that have trained for, you know, different job sectors and live in different places of the state, and their skills aren't easily transferable. So it is better to take that economic development to them than to try to retrain a vast number of people across the state and get them to move somewhere else.
Is it a lot of pressure to forecast something because you are guessing?
We're estimating. And, yeah, I mean, we get it wrong. And as long as we know why we were wrong, it's fine.
What's an example of why you were wrong?
Sometimes, you know, we were projecting slightly higher manufacturing employment in 2018. And come February and March, the president announces that he's imposing steel and aluminum tariffs. And there goes that forecast. So, you know, as long as I'm able to point to and say, well, this is why the forecast was wrong. Mm-hmm. That was at the statewide level. We were expecting slightly higher manufacturing jobs because we've had increases in manufacturing employment in the state over the past several years. It's slowed. down in 2018, we've seen a lot of plants cancel their expansion plans, and some plants that were planning to open up, plants that were planning to open up, never did because of the tariffs. So, you make mistakes in forecasts. As long as you know why you made the mistake, it's fine.
Mervin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Mervin Jevaraj, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday afternoon. You can find out more about the region's economic forecast at cber.uark.edu.